Try getting this into your head. GECF, okay? Gas Exporting Countries Forum. It's a loose association of producers of natural gas. GECF. You think that's got some traction?
In these times, GECF. Who knows?
Well, in
but
the
what
same...
they're trying to do is interesting. They're essentially creating a monopoly.
Well, in the same month that OPEC had trouble supporting the price of oil by announcing the biggest production cut in its history, gas exporting countries are attempting to create their own cartel, or at least exploring what that could mean. The forum includes Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Qatar, and Libya, and they're expected to discuss closer cooperation. Joining us to talk about the implications of this, and also as a comparison to OPEC and the possible sort of agenda on the part of Russian leaders to assemble this coalition is Natalia Leshenko, who's a senior Russian analyst from the economic forecasting agency Global Insight. She joins us on the line from London. Natalia, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk, first of all, about just the pure clout of this. Does this affiliation of gas-producing countries actually have the kind of clout to enforce any kind of a price on natural gas, especially with OPEC being so unsuccessful recently?
Well, they're much less ambitious in their aspirations, actually. And even the Russian premier, Vladimir Putin, said today that whatever shape the organization will take, it won't be able to impose extraction quotas or, indeed, price standards and price rates as much as the OPEC countries do. So what they're trying to do now, and this idea has been in the air for years, actually, is to get some sort of coordination and probably try and wield some concessions from the current economic situation in which the demand for gas will increase, but the cost of extracting it will also. And so Russia and its allies in this sense are just trying to get the best out of the current situation.
What is the track of the price, the market price of natural gas insofar as it does or doesn't track the price of oil? Are they roughly in parallel, or is there something very, very different?
Well, the gas price actually follows the oil price by about three to four months lag. So, say, Russian Gazprom has already promised to cut some of its prices to European consumers. So first came oil, and then they're lowering prices for gas, say, to Belarus. An agreement was reached yesterday for that.
So you've written...
So there is some correlation, but it's not direct and it's not very obvious.
Right. Well, something that you've certainly written about is the gas weapon that Vladimir Putin and Medvedev have both used and threatened to use against Europe. And it's a controversial sort of fossil fuel weapon. And I'm wondering if the assembly or if this meeting at this particular time is an attempt on the part of Russia to acquire a certain amount of political cover, that they're not unilaterally wielding this weapon, that they're part of an affiliation of a lot of nations. And it really isn't Putin versus the world here.
Well, Russia certainly wants to emerge not just as one country challenging the West, challenging the U.S. on a number of issues, but of course they want to have, if you want, a camp of followers. So there is possibly that angle to this meeting, but also the potency of gas cuts as a sort of political instrument, political tool against Europe is diminishing now. If 3 years ago this was a major thing, a major scare went across Europe, now the European Commission says that they're well prepared, they have collected their reserves, in Ukraine itself has got quite substantial reserves of gas. So even if the cutoff does happen, and Russia keeps emphasizing it for purely economic reasons rather than political, the impact will be not as strong as it could have been some years ago.
All right. Finally, Natalia, certainly everybody understands in OPEC, Iran and Saudi Arabia are consistently at odds politically, that Saudi Arabia has one agenda, Iran typically has another agenda. Within this group of oil-producing or gas-producing countries, Algeria, Bolivia, Brunei, Indonesia, Qatar, of course, Iran is in there, Nigeria, Trinidad and Tobago. Is there a particular country that confronts Russia directly?
Not that directly at the moment. Russia has been very good, and it builds up on the Soviet legacy of actually quite good relations with many Middle Eastern countries, with many countries in Asia and Africa. So in that respect, Russia is in a good position. And if this organization is to come forward, of course, Russia would have to play the leading role.
Right. Well, more of a consensus as far as the gas exporting countries forum is concerned, but much less of a fossil fuel weapon, as you explained very well. Natalia Leshenko, thanks for joining us. Natalia Leshenko is a senior analyst for Russia from the Global Insight Forecasting Agency. She joined us from London.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.